Blog Talk Radio.
Five Lincoln 103, five Lincoln 102, Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9, respond to gate 437 Bravo for your dignitary detail. 3K911 unattended 400 lower level near Carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and Brown.
484 suspect, the female, Hispanic, 28 years of age. Blue G, no further.
Control, high Frank, 401 is a route.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to another live edition of the LP Zone. The LP Zone. You're joining us live today on the LP Zone, the Loss Prevention Zone, right here on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. Glad that you've joined us. I'm your host for today, founder and CEO of Private Officer International, and we've got a lot to talk about today, and we're glad that you have joined us this afternoon. Another hot, humid day. Here in the South, what else is new? What else is new? We have had probably one of the hottest summers in the Southeast that I can remember. A lot of communities under severe drought warnings, a lot of farmers complaining about their crops have dried up, corn just falling off the stalk. You know, it's very devastating in some regions, including Texas. It's really been one of those extreme hot summers. And as I've been telling you for about a month now, while you're out on duty, be sure that you are staying hydrated. Make sure that you are looking out for your fellow worker, your coworker, as well as the customers and patrons in your stores and shopping malls. And if you're working mall security, particularly while you're on patrol, be sure that you're spending a few extra moments checking those vehicles, on the lookout for children who may have been left alone, or even animals, because children cannot survive in a locked or poorly vented vehicle for more than 30 minutes, 45 minutes. It's just amazing how fast the temperature will rise in a locked up vehicle without ventilation. Even when the temperature outside is only 70, 80 degrees, temperatures in that vehicle can be astounding. It can very quickly rise to 100, 110, even 120 degrees very, very rapidly. So be sure that you, while you're on patrol, are checking those parked cars. Be on the lookout for children, animals, and also elderly people. A lot of people do not consider leaving an older person in the vehicle that's unventilated a problem, when in fact it is a problem, because older people's immune systems just cannot take the heat either. Many older senior citizens also have health issues, respiratory problems, and things of that nature. So just FYI, please take a few extra moments. Be on the lookout for those situations while you are out on patrol. And if you're in loss prevention and you're working inside, you know, I know that many stores now have camera systems that monitor the parking lot. Spend an extra few moments while you're checking out the perimeter of your building and the front entrance. Take a few extra moments to check out those vehicles on the camera system in those parking lots. And, you know, you never know what you're going to come up on. And, boy, I tell you, we've had a number of children who have died this summer. I don't have a number offhand, but I know that it's, you know, been at least a dozen or so in different communities. So just take a few extra minutes, if you would. And, of course, hydrate yourself. Stay cool. If you're working outside, make sure you're getting adequate rest, hydration, and cooling off periods. Very, very important for officer safety. Well, we've had a busy week, month, year. Can you believe it? Kids are back to school already in many communities. Yes, they truly are. And for some people, they're going, whew, hallelujah. But in other areas, kids won't be going back for another week or two. Lots of back-to-school shopping and shoplifting going on throughout the country, as always, this time of year. Actually, I just saw a report from the Retailers Association this past weekend that said back-to-school is now the number two shopping and shoplifting season, right behind Christmas. And then behind that, you have Easter, which is a very big shopping week usually. But back to school, very, very big now, a very important week or couple of weeks for retailers as children, college students, and even adults are having to buy clothing, back to school items, books, notebooks, pens, pads, paper, all those things. Supplies and college students buying small refrigerators and appliances for their dorm rooms, and a lot of activity going on. In my understanding so far, retailers are reporting good sales in the past week. Many states this weekend had tax-free weekend. I myself was going to take advantage of a new laptop, but didn't make it out to the store because of a busy weekend. But I know that many parents have enjoyed that tax-free weekend. Hey, every little bit helps. You know, every little bit's going to help. And so many parents went out and bought clothing and laptops, electronics for their children, back to college students and so forth, and for themselves without having to pay taxes. So my understanding is retailers are reporting a good week. We've had a lot going on here at Private Officer International, and as you know, you are listening to the LP Zone here on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network for this August 10th, 2011. But a couple of very important things before we get into our retail aspect of the show. I do want to remind you that we are compiling, putting together, initiating a brand new Officer Down Response Team, which will be coordinated throughout the U.S. and many metro areas. In fact, some areas will have multiple teams. We've had a number of conference calls to discuss the initiation and how it's going to work, what the qualifications are for the members, what the services will be that we render, and so forth. If you've missed those conference calls, not to worry, because we will be holding at least two more next week before we actually kick off the training for our team members. In fact, right now we have five officer down responses, or what we call call-outs, five security officers injured in the last couple of days, four of them stabbed, one shot. So right now, even as we speak today on this Wednesday afternoon, we have two stabbings in Pennsylvania at the Pocono Raceway. We have two stabbings at a nightclub in Brooklyn, New York. And we have a shooting going on right now in Illinois. So all security officers involved. If you missed those conference calls, please be looking for the email next week, which will announce the days and the times for our next Officer Down Response Team conference call. We will be going over the initial information. It's very important that you, as a security officer, a loss prevention agent, a retail security agent, mall security, whatever you might be, to get involved. Many loss prevention agents and retail mall security officers are injured every day in the line of duty, run down, stabbed, weapons pulled on them. It's not like it was 8, 10, 12, 15 years ago when I was involved in loss prevention. In fact, I began in loss prevention back in the 70s. But, you know, it's not like it was. Things have increased. A lot more armed confrontations, a lot more fighting with shoplifters, a lot more threats of violence from suspects, from shoplifters, and from those who are helpers of the shoplifters coming in to rescue them. So it's very, very, very important that you get involved in the officer down response team in your area. It doesn't take a lot of time. There's no money involved. It will not cost you nothing, not one penny, nada. So get involved. Thousands of security officers are injured each year. More than 30,000 reported security assaults, more than 9,000 serious injuries of security officers each year, and between 80 and 100 security officers, including loss prevention agents, killed in the line of duty every single year. So it's important, very, very important that you get involved. Write those numbers down because, you know, a lot of people just don't stop and think about it. They don't, I don't know. I don't know if they don't want to think about it. I don't know if they've never considered the fact, but 30,000 assaults on security and loss prevention agents, 9,000 serious injuries, 80 to 100 security officers killed every single year. Boy, and it's not going to get any better, folks. It's only going to increase as security is used more frequently, as their duties and responsibilities continue to expand, and as the use of security continues to grow because you know, many law enforcement agencies, their budgets have been cut, their numbers have been cut, staffing is down. Guess who's taking up the slack? Private security, including loss prevention and mall security. The lack of officers on duty, the larger patrol beats, and a number of factors will also factor in to security officers being injured more frequently, including LP agents, because in some cases, police just are not able to respond quickly. They're not able to be there in 2, 4, 5 minute response time. Sometimes it's taking 10, 12, 15, even 30 minutes. I recently heard of a case where it took over 1 hour for police to arrive when LP agents called. They just didn't have the manpower. They were busy on accidents and other things, and they just couldn't respond. So if you don't have the suspect in custody, if you're out there trying to struggle and grapple with them, if you're trying to get them cuffed and police aren't responding for 30, 40, 60 minutes, there's a good likelihood that someone's going to be injured and possibly it's going to be you, the loss prevention agent. So consider that. Really want to recommend that you get more training. Regardless of whatever training your store has provided, which I know from experience is little to none, we recommend that you take the Private Officer Loss Prevention Management course. It's online. It's very inexpensive. It's pretty intense, and it will teach you things that I know your employer has not taught you, and I know that you don't know. To get more information, all you have to do is send an email to the training division at privateofficer.com. It's great to have the training. It's great for your resume, and it's great for you to use in your everyday work environment. Well, the last couple of weeks, we had a great radio program, a great training on child abuse, and if you miss those courses, they are available online, free of charge, right now, on demand, or on iTunes. All you have to do is go to our website and click on the radio program, and you can download and listen. It's very important to get the information and the knowledge and the training on a number of subjects besides retail theft because, as you know, especially if you've been around the industry any time at all, You're going to be involved as a store cop, as the mall cop. You're going to be involved in as a first responder. Whenever anything happens in the store, guess who they call? They call you, of course. You are the mall cop. We'll be right back after this station break.
It's a very simple thing. It only takes 2 seconds. We all know we should do it. We all say we do it. But do we? About 35,000 people were killed in motor vehicle accidents last year. More than half were not wearing a seatbelt. A brother, a father, a mother, a best friend. Is it worth it? I lost a sister. Don't let it happen to you and your family. Tell the people you love to buckle up.
You're back on the LP Zone, the Loss Prevention Zone, right here on the Private Officer Talk Radio for this Wednesday afternoon. Glad that you've joined us. We have a number of, two pieces of very important legislation going on right now. We'd like for you to be involved in it. The first piece of legislation that we've already sent out to our state legislators across the U.S. is legislation that would make assaulting a security officer, including LP agents, a felony instead of a misdemeanor, just like assaulting a law enforcement officer while in the performance of their duty. Now, I know that Florida, Illinois, Texas, and a few other states already have this similar statute, but we're working on passing it in every state, and it's very important that it does get passed because more and more security officers are being injured and assaulted while trying to perform their duty, no different than law enforcement officers. And, if you're not involved, get involved. Contact us at adminassist@privateofficer.com. We also have a piece of legislation going on, that's in a second draft right now, which makes staffing properties and other assignments for security, different criteria must be met. It's called the Private Security Safety and Protection Act. This will provide better coverage, better emergency communication for security officers, and a number of other criteria. So get involved. Send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. We also invite you to be a guest on either our weekly Private Officer radio show or the LP Zone right here every Wednesday afternoon. Just send me an email at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. You can also be a co-host. If you'd like to be a co-host, again, just send me an email at radio@privateofficer.com. If you'd like to talk about a specific subject, send me a synopsis, a little outline of what it is that you want to talk about and your background in that particular subject, and we'd love to have you on the show. Again, just send me a email at radio@privateofficer.com. Got a lot on my mind today, and I'm thinking about 10,000 different things, and I apologize. You can also submit news, training events, or other happenings in your area. We'll be happy to broadcast that information as well. Just send it to radio@privateofficer.com. You can also follow us day or night, 365, 7 days a week, around the clock, whenever you want, on the web. We have a very large and constantly growing footprint on the web. You can contact us, follow us, be a friend with us, all right from our main website, from our homepage at www.privateofficer.com. And from there, you can link on to our Facebook link, our Twitter page, link on to our own forums, which is growing. Lots of great stuff happening there. In fact, our forums is exactly where you want to be to find out anything about any officer being injured or killed in the line of duty. All of our officer down response team data and information is going to be placed right there in a special group on our forums. And you can get to that, link to it right now from our homepage at, well, not right now. Don't take it literal. Don't go right now. Wait a few minutes. Wait till I'm done with this program. But you can link right there to our forums from our homepage at www.privateofficer.com. You can also read our daily news blog right there, which is updated a number of times a day. In our upcoming shows, on our loss prevention shows, the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking today and probably for two more weeks down the road about organized retail crime, the intensity of the crime, what makes it, seem to be an epidemic situation, how to prevent it, what to look for, who's getting involved in it. We'll be talking a little bit about that today. And we'll be talking with a loss prevention, an asset protection manager, actually, from Target retail stores, and a investigator and retail security agent from Washington State as well next week on the program, and you won't want to miss that. Also on the Private Officer Radio Show every Monday night at 7:30 p.m. Daylight Savings Time or Eastern Time, whichever. Next Monday, this coming Monday, which is going to be just a few days away, we'll be talking about self-contained HOAs, homeowner associations. Many are growing to be huge towns within the town or within the city. This coming Monday, we'll be talking to a police chief from Virginia who is over one of those such properties. More than 10,000 residents live on site. They have their own rescue EMS service right there. They have a fully staffed police department with full police authority, and they also have a security department. So a very exciting show coming up this coming Monday. Also, we'll be talking the following Monday with special police officers. Many states, about 14 right now, have either statutory arrest authority or commission authority. And we'll be talking to a special police officer from Washington, D.C., South Carolina, and Virginia. If you are interested in becoming a special police officer, then you won't want to miss this show, which also will be pretty exciting. In the following week, we'll have a fantastic show. We've had to put this off a number of times because our guests weren't available. We'll be talking about armed and dangerous, several confrontations recently where security officers were involved in shootouts. We'll be talking with those officers coming up in just several weeks. We also have shows coming up on responding to sex crimes on your property, responding to missing persons, and tenant violations. Very, very, very exciting and important shows coming up over the next 6 weeks. We've got something happening every week on our radio programs. If you don't know, I'm going to tell you. As I said a few moments ago, we have an excellent loss prevention training course available online at trainingdivision@privateofficer.com. But we also have certified asset protection professional certifications, trainer certifications, and a number of other security-related online training diplomas that you can get and security diplomas that you can get. Contact us at trainingdivision@privateofficer.com or go to our website at www.privateofficer.com/ Academy. Everything that you want to know about all of our training will be right there. And in fact, we have a number of months ago with another organization purchased a university, and we're in the process right now of making sure that we're fully accredited. We're writing our curriculum and so forth. And if you're a member of the association, you're going to get 15% off from tuition. 15% off tuition. How fantastic is that? That is just unheard of. That is a sweet deal for anyone who is a member of the Private Officer International Association. And if you're not, already a member, well, it's an easy, easy thing to do. Just go to our website at privateofficer.com, click on the Security Association link, and join up today. I mean, it's very cheap, very affordable, and there's just really no reason not to be a member, because we have more than 40 member benefits. It really is a spectacular number of benefits, including a death benefit of $3,000, a will that is state-specific, hotel and auto discounts, training discounts, legal assistance, HR resume assistance, and many other membership benefits. Go to our website at www.privateofficer.com and click on our link to the Security Association and join today. You'll be glad that you did. I promise you. And we'll be right back.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, Doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, Doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, Doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, Doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this state.
Buzz driving? Oh, we only have a couple of beers, officer. That's funny, because every time I stop a DUI, that was their standard comment. I've only had one drink. I only had two beers. I love that commercial. Buzz driving. Get real. Well, we're right back on the LP Zone. Today, we're talking about organized retail crime. It may sound like just another catchphrase. It may sound just like another acronym being used, being tossed out there by law enforcement and others in the industry. But organized retail crime, ORC, is really a very serious type of crime that is on the steady increase, the steady rise. Years ago, we saw a number of shoplifters, individuals, sometimes working in packs of three, four, five people, sometimes in teams, two people, three people, who would come in and they would take large quantities of jeans and other software goods, clothing, leather jackets and things of that nature, and they would often put them into their cart and take them to a perimeter area of the store, a secluded location, and either load them into plastic garbage bags and then hit the fire exit doors into a waiting car, or they would leave them there covered up by rugs and other merchandise for a secondary person to come in and, steal it. Those type of incidents back in the 70s and 80s, I would say, occurred maybe a couple times a year. Maybe three or four in a real bad neighborhood. But it wasn't an everyday thing. It didn't happen every week. And we weren't being hit left and right. But according to the FBI's Organized Retail Crime Unit, organized retail crime is more than a $30 billion a year crime. $30 billion, according to the FBI, is being stolen not by mom and pops, not by kids who are stealing candy bars, but by organized retail crime networks. And just recently, they have connected the dots to prove unequivocally that many involved in organized retail crime are also involved with terrorist groups, funneling the money right back into terrorist organizations. It has been suspected for a number of years. We've heard the scuttlebutt for several years in the industry that retail crime gangs were involved in terrorist groups. We heard, we talked about, we tried to connect it all. But recently, the FBI, Homeland Security, and a number of other groups have been able to unequivocally, undeniable, we know they have traced it back to terrorist organized crime teams working for and being part of terrorist groups that are funneling the cash into their efforts to kill Americans. There's no more guessing, no more surmising. It is a proven fact. And it's a scary situation. It really is. Organized retail crime is already a nationwide problem. It reaches far and wide, from small towns to big cities. While many are hitting the major retailers, others continue to hit smaller pharmacies and retail stores, going after everything from razor blades to infant formula to medicine. There is no limits. There's no more denying that this is a problem. According to the annual retail theft survey, which was released August 1st, 23 major retailers apprehended more than 1 million shoplifters, recovering more than $148 million from those shoplifters. And that's just 23 large retail companies. That doesn't include all the other medium retailers who have 200, 300, 150 stores. It is a growing problem. No longer are we talking just about those coming in and taking one item at a time. We're not talking about a couple of teenagers taking a CD. We're not talking about a couple of kids taking some toy for the toy department. We're talking about organized crime, no different than the organized crimes that we've seen in the 40s and 50s in New York City, Chicago, L.A., and other major cities. But these organized retail crime gangs have one purpose, one goal, and one focus, and that is to steal as much as they can, as quickly as they can, without being caught, and then turning it around and getting rid of it as quickly as possible. Brian J. Nadeau, a former FBI agent who was in charge of the FBI's Organized Retail Crime Bureau, says that thieves are banding together and going from state to state, city to city, community to community, shoplifting as fast as they can. It's their only job. They don't have a regular job like you and I. They're not getting up working 8 to 5 down at the factory. No, they're getting up 8 to 5 and hitting the interstates, hitting our roads, and they're going from retailer to retailer. They're looking for shopping centers that have, you know, we're a community, a city, a society that's all about convenience. And every place I look, as I travel frequently, I see new shopping centers being built. And what are they doing in those shopping centers? They're putting all of America's favorite stores all in one place. No longer do you have to run from one side of the city to the next to go to store to store. No, no, no. You can get it all right now in one place. Many times, Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Walgreens, and a number of other retailers are all stacked together like a bunch of dominoes, one after one after one after one, right there side by side at one place. And if they're not in the same shopping center, they're across the street. Competition has moved in right next door, so no longer do you have to go from JCPenney to Sears to Walmart to Sam's, Costco, city to city. No, it's all right there on the same block. Everything is being built so close together that you can walk. You don't have to even drive any longer to do your shoplifting. You can walk from store to store. And organized retail crime gangs are making use of that convenience. They quickly move in rings from store to store, city to city, wiping out shelves of product at a time, working like busy bees as they clean out your DVDs, your infant formula, your medicine shelving, your razor blades, teeth whitener, anything that will move quickly out in the open market. What are they doing with it, you ask? Are they selling it out of their trunks? No, heck no. They don't need to do that nowadays. We've got the internet. they don't even have to go down to the flea market. Some product does get moved that way, but the majority of stolen products these days are being sold on eBay and other sites just like that. And the U.S. Department of Justice, the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, the U.S. Department of Customs, they need to be seriously leaning on sites like eBay and other auction sites that allow this type of sale transactions to happen. They need to aggressively be pursuing these sites and making sure that they have investigators on staff, that they have good procedures in place to make sure that stolen properties are not being sold in those on-site stores and sites like eBay. It's so easy these days to sell stolen product. You don't have to look very far because it's everywhere.
You're about to see organized crime in action. A professional thief, called a booster, grabs as much over-the-counter medicine as he can and heads for the door.
It's not shoplifting. This is a large-scale criminal enterprise, and it's the same as any other type of organized crime.
Store shelves like this become easy targets for what's called organized retail theft. The thieves and their buyers are costing Pennsylvania retailers $1 billion a year.
It happens every day. It's not uncommon for one retailer to be victimized two or three times in a single day.
These boosters travel alone or in groups. They hit with great speed, targeting expensive items like medicine, baby formula, and DVDs.
They'll come in and they'll wipe out an entire shelf, an entire face, and it could be anywhere from 10 to 100 boxes of various types of products.
Here's how it works. Thieves might hit a grocery store like this, Wegmans. Then, right next door to Target, they go after several Xboxes. Then, over to Rite Aid, in and out of a community in a matter of minutes.
They'll fill up their trunk, their car, and then they'll take it to what we refer to as a fence, and they'll sell the stolen merchandise.
The buyer, called a fence, pays about 30 cents on the dollar. Items like this Prilosec end up in shady discount stores, in flea markets, or online auctions like eBay. Until now, the state law treated it like simple shoplifting, making stores in Pennsylvania easy targets for boosters.
They were getting basically slapped on the wrists and paying a minor fine.
State Representative Tom Calagirone wrote the new law that's helping police and retailers fight back. It makes organized retail theft a felony.
You come in and you pull this kind of activity and you get caught, you're facing some serious jail time.
This new law is going to be great. It's going to be a great tool for retailers to partner with law enforcement.
Calagirone says it's also an issue of national security. The FBI has traced money made from boosting to international terrorism.
That's where it gets a little scary. I mean, stealing for stealing's sake is one thing, but stealing to filter that money back in to do damage to us as a people, it really has you concerned as to what's going on here.
Meanwhile, Pennsylvania retailers are watching for boosters and working together to stop organized retail theft. Reporting from Cumberland County, I'm Kevin.
They go in less than 30 minutes from store to store in one shopping center, wiping out thousands of dollars of merchandise in 30 minutes. A team of shoplifters can easily grab $10, $15, $30,000 worth of merchandise. In a blink of an eye, they're there, they're gone. Unless you have a good loss prevention department, good procedures and policies in place, a team of responsible employees on the floor watching, communicating, they're not going to get caught. The other day, I was out shopping. I needed to buy some razor blades. I could not believe how much razor blades went up. When you're looking at $10 a package of razor blades, and you've got 100 packages there, it's very easy to see how quick those dollars add up, how fast those shoplifters, those organized thieves, can make a bundle and make it quickly. Shoplifters, for the most part, professional shoplifters, don't come in your store by accident. They don't come in your store unprepared. They don't enter your location without a list, without some idea of what their targeted products will be. You will often see them come in, scope out the store, and head right for their target, whether that be razors or medicine or tooth whitener or clothing. They go for whatever it is that they have already predetermined that was going to be their target today, and they head for those products. Like I said, they may check out the store. They may do a couple of walk-arounds just to see who's watching, just to see if there's any, you know, spies, loss prevention, security, law enforcement, or check out the camera systems, and then they go right to work. For the most part, professional shoplifters are not concerned with the camera system. They know the procedures. They know that most LP offices have one, usually, agent on duty at a time, sometimes two, and they can't be everywhere all the time. Just like criminals out on the street know that police officers cannot be on every street corner. They can't be up and down every street. They can't be where the crime is occurring all the time. They may happen on it. They may just come by at the right moment. They might get lucky and snag somebody in the act of doing some illegal offense. But professionals know that the likelihood of loss prevention catching them is very slim. They're not worried. They're willing to take the chance. There is team training. We have been aware of this for some time. Shoplifters teach techniques. They teach up-and-coming folks. They teach their colleagues, just like you and I teach each other in our industry. They teach how to go in, how to be quiet, unnoticed, how to go get your target product, and how to get out of the store. No different than any other business teaching their employees the business at hand. Headlines from recent news: police identify organized retail crime team in California responsible for $32 million of theft. $32 million of theft. Police in Illinois say a Streamwood man has been arrested by federal authorities. They say that he stole goods, often buying them from other shoplifters and then selling them online. Federal agents say that he had his own website since 2005 and is suspected of selling more than $2 million of stolen property. In Tennessee, two different gangs of shoplifters have been caught shoplifting in Chattanooga, Tennessee. They're responsible for more than $10,000 of theft a day. police and federal agents are tracking shoplifters who are shoplifting at Walmarts from Illinois to Tennessee. The same team, the same gang, hitting store after store after store, running up and down the interstate, day after day after day after day. Federal authorities say that shoplifting is no longer the occasional hassle, problem, or crime. It is now an epidemic portion. Many small, sometimes loosely connected gangs, affiliations, are shoplifting from city to city, state to state, every day. In Utah recently, Salt Lake City police undercover operatives recovered more than $500,000 of goods stolen from a number of retailers, products including clothes and medicine and all the other products that we talked about, having been stolen from popular retailers. Just this week, a woman in North Carolina arrested for stealing $22,000 worth of merchandise. Police say that she was selling everything from smartphones to computer products and clothing on eBay. A woman arrested in South Carolina from Guyana had come to America specifically to set up her own crime enterprise, by having other illegal and legal immigrants shoplifting and then selling them at online stores. This has become a business. No longer is it something to disregard. No longer is it something that we can't, you know, get our hands on, our head around. We now can identify it. We now can understand it. For many years, many retailers either ignored it, didn't want to confess to it, didn't want to acknowledge it. Oh, it's not that bad. This doesn't happen frequently. It's not really something we have to get too worried about. Now, retail associations and law enforcement are finally, after all these years, finally acknowledging the problem and working.
Police officers have shut down a major shoplifting ring in Tarrant County tonight. Officers arrested the two men at Grapevine Mills Mall last night, where they say they found a van full of stolen goods worth thousands of dollars. Now, this is the stash of stolen clothes. Actually, that's one of the suspects that was arrested. The police found a stash of stolen clothes, some of them still on hangers. Officers caught up with the men after a store security. There are the items right there. They caught up with those guys after a security guard spotted one of the men carrying suspicious-looking bags.
And he takes the bag, and it looks like he's dumping the merchandise into the van, which is not a normal thing that shoppers would do.
Police say the stolen items are worth about $9,000.
They say they have smashed a big organized crime ring that has been working out of Albuquerque and out of Santa Fe.
The group was caught with more than $100,000 worth of stolen goods. Goods state police say they were taking from malls and department stores. News 13's Amanda Goodman is live in the Newsplex.
Well, so far, seven people have been arrested, but investigators say that's just the tip of the iceberg.
So each one of these rows represents a home.
State police say after getting a tip, they searched four homes in Santa Fe, and this is what they found. More than $100,000 worth of stolen clothes, shoes, and more.
This little group here of merchandise from this cologne and perfume here all the way to the end here with this clothing is what we figure they took on Monday night.
Agent Jesse Williams says the goods came from stores in Albuquerque and Santa Fe. In all, seven people were arrested in connection with the piles and piles of items you see here.
And this is all they do. They didn't have jobs. They don't work, so they have large houses, nice cars, they're financing their lives with what they're doing here.
Williams says the group was stealing high-end items, things like designer handbags, perfume, and even makeup.
There's a pair of Chanel sunglasses for $545.
He says they would then turn around and sell the merchandise, but how they were selling it and who was buying it is still under investigation.
The amount of merchandise they would have to move and sell in order to finance their livelihood, there's got to be big customers, people that are paying them a lot of money for this. I just need to find out who they are.
This is not the end. This is the beginning to a very long and drawn-out case.
Investigators say on average the group would steal about $5,000 worth of merchandise a day, and they believe this has been going on for years. Jeff, back to you.
Finally, after what, 20 years of this going on, 30 years, maybe longer, finally, retailers, law enforcement, prosecutors, and even politicians are finally understanding that there's no difference between organized retail crime gangs and those who still operate in some cities. You know, gangsters are gangsters. They all have one goal, one focus, and that is to get away with as much as possible, committing crimes, injuring anyone who gets in the way, or killing them if they have to prosper and to build their enterprise, their illegal business. And finally, retailers and law enforcement are finally coming together and understanding that these organized retail crimes are no different. They're gangs, they're thugs, they're people that are dangerous. And now, after finally linking them to terrorist groups, somebody's standing up, taking notice. Many states have made retail crime a felony. Many states have added statutes to the book to make the RICO Act, which is about organized crime, fit in with retail crime, organized retail crime gangs. And next week, we're going to be talking about the added laws, the statutes, the added attention now given by many law enforcement agencies, prosecutor's office, and politicians alike. So don't miss next week right here on the LP Zone. Well, that's all for today. I'm glad that you joined us. Remember to be here Monday. We'll be talking to a law enforcement police chief who is over a very large homeowners association, as well as a security director who's, again, over a very large town within a town in Florida. Join us Monday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, or daylight, savings time. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and we'll see you right back here on the radio Monday night.